There are pals and then there are pallas, those that were there for you during life's most painful moments, from the loss of a loved one, to a financial constraint, a terminal illness, to a victim of crime. They were there for you when tragedy brought you to your knees. This Ramadan, Radio Islam brings you the Pillar of Strength Tribute Campaign, a campaign that pays tribute to society's hidden heroes, an opportunity for you to thank those people that walked into your life and left a permanent footprint. In no more than 500 words, tell us your story by paying tribute to the one that helped you during a difficult time. Some gave money, some gave you a hug, and some just listened. No matter what, such heroes deserve a tribute. Email submissions to yoyo@radioislamlive.com. That's yoyo@radioislamlive.com. Fax to 011-854-7024 or drop off at our reception. A prize will be awarded to the winning tribute. Radio Islam International, 97 to 2017, 20 years of inspiration.
Great news, the overall winner walks away with 5,000 rand cash, and if your story is selected to play on air, you get a 300 rand voucher from Adegas in Wolfsburg.
She was a rose amongst the thorns, a pillar in my time of difficulty. 6 years ago, I began my journey wearing niqab. At that time, I was residing in Europe, and nothing would have prepared me for the level of hate and discrimination that this brought. The Muslim population in the area was small. Seeing someone with hijab was uncommon, and wearing the niqab was really difficult. Shortly after my decision to wear niqab, I got a job offer and accepted. It was in a town with even less Muslims, and this is where the real struggle began. Daily on my commute, I would be met with insults and discriminatory remarks. Each new day brought a heightened level of dread and reluctance to leave the house. Each incident broke me further and left me distressed. At work, colleagues would exchange pleasantries purely as courtesy, as the reservations they had reflected through. Not Gemma Starkey, though. From the onset, she exhibited such warmth and kindness and looked beyond the Islamic attire. She made me feel human again. After all the incidents had made me feel very alienated, she was an anchor during the trying period and had given me the strength I needed to continue this path. I will never forget the time she would be on the receiving end due to our association. However, that did not deter her in the least. I really admired the way she spoke out when people reacted negatively towards me. Despite not knowing how much about Islam and my dressing, it was her intention that changed the attitude of so many others. One incident I recall was when a patient who had previously seen made remarks about my niqab to Gemma, who saw him on a subsequent visit. She immediately showed her disapproval and told him that she would not see him again, as she cannot tolerate such speech against a colleague. The way she would engage and conduct herself around me made a lot of people look beyond the garb and alter their views. She was a rare gem in a stone-filled environment, my pillar of strength. Although I now reside in South Africa, we will keep regular contact and meet whenever I go for holiday. On my latest visit, she came to pick me up and we went to a busy shopping mall. We drew much attention, for it's not often that a fully clad Muslim girl could be seen with a typical English girl. This amazing quality she has of being able to see a person for who they are and not what they weigh, continues to change the views of many. Gemma has left a permanent stamp in my life. For every day that I put on my niqab, the role she played in the journey can never be forgotten. I pray that Allah guides her heart, for there can be no better gift than that of Iman. Submitted by Anonymous.
Just being there for someone can sometimes bring hope when all seems hopeless. Dave G. Llewellyn.